Open Windows, September the 14th. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave the world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. John 13, verse 1. No ministry of the servant of Jesus Christ can be a triumphant ministry unless there is a deep, strong, abiding love. Love is going to solve our problems and to bring us into victory. But apart from a sufficient love, the problems of human makeup, the many differences of disposition and character, and all that goes to make up a company, and the continuous drain and strain with the pressures that come from the enemy, will present a problem, a perplexity, and a paralyzing task. We may ask, how did the Lord manage to maintain the relationship with his disciples? They were so difficult, so different, so disappointing. Having loved his own, he loved them to the end. That's the answer. Love got all that they were. Love gave the extra thing which enabled him not to take them just as they were and end it there. So in our relationships, the spirit of the true servant is only possible as there is a deep love. Upon those who have the idea of serving the Lord and working for him, I would urge this consideration, that the work of the Lord is not something which you outwardly and objectively take up. It is, if it is the true thing, the outworking of love for the Lord and for those who are the objects of his love. That is very simple, but it goes to the heart of things. Sooner or later, you and I will be brought to the position where the question will be, have we sufficient love to go on? Can we find enough love in our hearts to get us through this particular difficult situation? The situation will be constituted by all those factors which resolve us into servants, bond slaves. It would not have become so acute if only we had been esteemed and honoured and held in high regard. But when the situation is created by a great deal being expected of us, by demands being made upon our generosity, our kindness, calling for an almost inexhaustible fund of patience, and the letting go of personal feelings, when really the main issue in the crisis is this: I am being imposed upon. Too much is being expected of me. I am treated as a servant. That is where we are found out. Love alone can support this service. Having loved his own, he loved them to the end.